You're listening to SBS News.
At the Jetta Gardens Aged Care Facility in Logan, south of Brisbane, 82 staff and 100 elderly residents have now been infected with COVID-19. At least 15 residents have died with the virus. The Commonwealth has slapped the facility with regulatory action and appointed an advisor. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews holds the neighbouring electorate of Macpherson. She's told the ABC the circumstances at the facility sound appalling.
I was horrified when I was reading about what was happening at that aged care facility. And look, let's be clear. These people are very vulnerable members of our community, and no one wants to see them in dire situations, which seems to be what's happening at that facility now.
But the dire situation is one the state's nurses union says the federal government could have prevented. The secretary of the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union, Beth Moll, says they've been hearing concerns from members about unsustainable workloads at Jetta Gardens since last July.
Recently, we had a situation where there was one registered nurse on duty for over 170 residents on one shift. I mean, that is just beyond unsafe. It is just totally ridiculous.
Beth Moll says the federal government urgently needs to introduce minimum staffing standards at Australia's aged care facilities.
So right now, there's not even a requirement for one registered nurse to be on duty 24 hours a day, and that is just totally unacceptable. So there is what's happening right now at Jetta Gardens could be happening anywhere across the country, and what we need urgently is to increase the number of staff that are working in our nursing homes, but also to make sure that we've got sufficient nursing to make sure that people are kept safe, because right now they are not.
The Queensland government is also pointing the finger at the federal government, blaming a lack of COVID boosters for aged care residents. Queensland's Deputy Premier is Stephen Miles.
These facilities, the staff and the residents should all be double vaccinated and boosted. Now they're not. We know they're not because it's coming through in the death figures. We can't get data, though, to tell us how many residents have been boosted, which aged care facilities are all boosted, which are below targets, where the Commonwealth has been and where they haven't been. And so it's very difficult to see where we can assist. We've requested that data. It hasn't been provided to us.
But Federal Minister Karen Andrews says the government is addressing issues facing Jetta Gardens.
The Health Department is certainly involved. The Quality and Safety Commission is involved. They've issued those directions. Management has to step up. It has to deal with the training issues that are there. We will look at what we need to do with bringing in part of the surge workforce directly into there, because the situation that is happening at that facility cannot be allowed to continue.
There are COVID outbreaks at more than 1,100 aged care facilities across Australia, while more than 5,000 residents and more than 6,000 staff currently have the virus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.